8-12, 2014 Major League Soccer All-Star Game Presentation.
Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Mayor. It's a great honor this morning to welcome two people who are in the trenches making this All-Star Week a big success. Dan Cordemanche from Major League Soccer, who's here from New York City, and Chris Metz, who's part of the local team and the Timbers. What a source of pride for all of us this morning to see that all the local newspapers are featuring this All-Star Game and what's happening here. And this morning, we wanted to celebrate what it means to Portland to have an All-Star Game, and also to thank the people who've been working so hard behind the scenes. And I'm going to read the list in a moment, Mayor, particularly of community partners, and I would say most important, the city partners who've knocked themselves out to make this a success. But primarily, this is our chance to tell our friends at the Timbers and Major League Soccer what a tremendous honor it is for our city to host this game. And whatever the outcome of the game tonight, this has changed the city for the best, for the better. And we wanted to have a chance to say thank you and give you a chance to say a few words about your experience with the city and with this event. And so with that, let me turn it over to Chris and Dan.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here. It's an honor. Personally, I love Portland. Before I get started in the All-Star, I love it so much. I brought my wife, my 3-year-old son, and my in-laws, who, by the way, are shopping for real estate in Portland this week. After hearing some of the discussions there. Before I get started, I'd like to kick it off. We have a brief video that kind of focuses on the All-Star game, if we could take a look at that.
Great. Carlo will cue that up for us there in our somewhat high-tech system.
We've updated all of our technology, so nothing works.
There we go. Kind of makes you want to go to a soccer game or something.
Yeah, and, you know, if you weren't awake yet, you are now after that one, huh? But look, I appreciate, once again, you inviting Major League Soccer. It's such an honor to be here. And it's a thrill to be in Portland, where, as you can see through the video, we're really continuing the momentum of the World Cup, an event that captured the hearts and minds of an entire country this past summer. We've got 17 players who competed down in Brazil just in the U.S.-Germany game, and many more from other national teams such as Switzerland, the Netherlands, Brazil, coming to Portland. We've got 6 players who actually arrived today who won the World Cup for Germany. It's a global event. More than 150 countries will be watching tonight's event, and the spotlight will be on Portland. And we really appreciate Portland really rolling out the red carpet and welcoming all of us from Major League Soccer. We're in 7 hotels in town this week, and the welcome has been incredible. What I will say is there are really 4 key factors that were driving why we came to Portland for this All-Star game. First and foremost, maybe not foremost, but very important, clearly Merritt Paulson and the Timbers organization. Chris will talk a little bit on behalf of them. But they are a model organization, and everyone in Portland should be proud of the club. Second, the great support of government officials. It's been incredible. What the city has done, how the All-Star Game and All-Star festivities have really taken over Portland in a collective partnership with the local government officials. So thank you very much for that. Our great partners, Adidas. It's incredible to have them here. They've been a partner with Major League Soccer since the league started back in 1996. We're thrilled to have them. They have minority ownership in Bayern Munich, the club that's here tonight. If it wasn't for Adidas, Bayern Munich would not be in Portland, and they are one of the biggest clubs in the world. And then finally, this should probably be first and foremost, the incredible fans that we see each and every week out at Providence Park supporting the Timbers. When people ask me, they don't ask me too much anymore this question due to the World Cup, but for many years they would ask me, hey Dan, when is soccer going to make it in this country? And I would say, you know what, it might not be something that you pay attention to, but do me a favor, go to Portland, check it out, you will never ask that question again. So the incredible passion of the Timbers Army and all of the fans here in Portland. So it's a pleasure to be here. I appreciate you having us, and we're just thrilled to be in Portland. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dan, Chris?
Well, as Dan said, we really appreciate you making the time for us today, and obviously just a very exciting day for not only the sport of soccer in the city, but for the city in general, to a real showcase. We've talked a lot about, you know, what bringing Major League Soccer to Portland would do, and you've seen the spotlight that it shines on our city and our community and really puts it on a world stage, and it can probably get bigger than tonight in terms of taking on one of the top, arguably the top clubs in the world, and obviously very excited about that. Hope you've all got your tickets, by the way, so we'll see you out there. And it really is, it's more than a game. It became, as you've probably seen walking around town or being at the airport, you know, it's a citywide celebration. And I'd like to extend, on behalf of the organization, our thank you to the city and the various bureaus that helped put this together and the collaboration involved with really putting on a massive event here in Portland. We had concerts. There was really something for all ages, concerts and community events and flicks on the bricks and just all sorts of stuff. And it was very tangible. And we're very proud of the way that the city embraces everything that's involved with this week. And obviously looking forward tonight to put a cap on what's really been a great few days here in our city. One thing I wanted to put out there is, you know, Portland's known as Soccer City USA. And tonight, Timbers captain Will Johnson will set aside his usual number 4, and he's going to be wearing uniform number 75 in honor of the Timbers' first season, and which really started this growth of Soccer City USA. And, you know, as somebody, I've worked for the team for a number of years and worked alongside Merritt and all the various people in our group, and it's just, we're very grateful of that support that's really grown so much over the years. And thankful that, you know, we've got such passionate support here in Portland, fans and even in casual fans alike. I think everybody's really chipped in this week to make it a very special week for the players and all the various people that have come in. We've had ticket buyers from more than 44 different states and 10 different countries.
Media credentials for how many?
We've got approximately 400 media credentials. A lot of international press is here, and you know, Landon Donovan with the MLS side, he's been to a dozen or so of these. 14 All-Star games, and he had some really glowing comments about Portland yesterday, saying, you know, he's been to a lot of them, you know, does it get old? And he said, no, this might be the most excited I've ever been to participate in one. And he says, I can basically talk on behalf of all the guys. The guys love playing in Portland, and this is a great thing for them. And so I know they're all having a good time. And again, thank you to the city and all the various bureaus that really helped make this happen.
Well, on that note, Landon Donovan was one of the players who chose to come out to Montevilla Park a couple of days ago in very hot weather. They weren't required to volunteer their time. Both he and Diego Valeri of the Timbers came out and helped dedicate the Portland Timbers field, and we appreciate that partnership as well. So it was inspiring to see someone who's been in 14 MLS All-Star games choose to come out to a community event, and the kids really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it too. Thank you very much.
You know what the great thing is there? Well, you said it was a requirement. To Landon Donovan, it's not a requirement. He wants to do that.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things we're most proud about at Major League Soccer, and certainly the Timbers, is the character of our players. It's amazing what they'll do, and I want to say they'll go above and beyond the call, but that's not above and beyond the call for Landon or Diego, and we're thrilled that we could do that.
My brother, who lives in England, and I email back and forth, and he was noting how much more eloquent the MLS players are than some of the soccer players in England.
Another source of pride.
I'll leave that commentary to you.
Well, and I think it is, the eloquent in terms of action, too. The things that the Timbers have been doing in terms of community support and service, I think, have just reinforced that virtuous circle of the affection that the community has for the team and vice versa. And it's not a transactional relationship. It's a genuine one, and I think that's what everybody feels. I told the story the other day. I told it a couple of times about standing next to MLS Commissioner Don Garber at the opening night game at this year's Timbers season, and And he was just looking out over the crowd and just shook his head and said, "We just wish we could bottle this and pour it over the heads of all those other cities." And, of course, if that was possible, they'd do it. But it's unique and it's here, and he recognized that just as we all celebrate it every time the Timbers play. So it's really been a wonderful evolution of our city into being Soccer City, and it's a durable thing, I think.
And it's tangible. I'd be remiss if I didn't point out the Portland Thorns had a game on Sunday night, an unofficial, unofficial kickoff, but a record-setting crowd of more than 19,000 people. Had a lot of people, early arrivers, media-wise, and fans that came out to that game and just set the stage for an incredible week.
That's great. Steve, any comments before we have Commissioner Fish close this?
Go ahead.
Dan?
So, Mayor, on... last Friday, I flew back from Los Angeles after getting my daughter settled in college, and I landed in our airport, and the first thing I saw was the All-Star Game stickers and banners all over our airport. And as I was leaving the airport, the first big sign that I saw coming out of the airport said, "Welcome to Soccer City, USA." Got to Portland, and over the last 5 days, I've had a chance to go to a number of public events. Including an open practice at the University of Portland, where the public was invited to come out and watch Bayern Munich practice. There have been events in our parks, soccer games, public events. And the thing that has that I've been the most proud of is this has been an event open to everybody in Portland. Commissioner Fritz and I and the mayor were at the dedication of the new field in Montevilla. And the truth is that... a lot of people living in Montevilla probably were unable to buy tickets for tonight's game. It was a very, you know, only 20,000 tickets. But as a consequence of this game, they got a new field, a field that was made possible by a unique partnership of Major League Soccer, Adidas, the Timbers, and others. So, you know, I feel a real sense of pride that is shared, you know, all my colleagues feel about this game being here. But what we also know is a lot of hard work went into this. Mayor, you were in a press conference, I think, a little over a year ago, where the announcement was made. And the city at that press conference, the mayor made a commitment that this would be the best All-Star game that had ever been held. And the city made a commitment that we would be a full partner. And what that meant is that starting a year ago, August, we started convening both at the city level and with our partners to ask the question, what do we need to do to make this event a success? So today, I also want to acknowledge the folks who've worked hard at the city side to be good partners with the Timbers and MLS. I want to thank Portland Parks and Recreation. They set aside and locked up parks and a year ago so that you'd have the venues, the first choice venues, and they've also really gone above and beyond to make sure all those events were a success. The Bureau of Development Services, time and time again, unique issues have come up, like putting a soccer ball on top of a building or a banner or whatever. And they have delivered concierge service, quick response, always with the goal to getting to yes. The Portland Bureau of Transportation, tonight we're actually closing the street to give the public a safe route to the game. That's a very complicated thing. It does not happen very often on a weekday. It's an example of the leadership of Leah Treat and Commissioner Novick of saying we're going to make this happen and we're going to do it safely. The Portland Police Bureau. I was at an event the other night where we were honoring both the Timbers and the MLS All-Stars and Bayern Munich players, and there were four officers out front keeping the peace. The police have done a wonderful job being full partners in this. City Special Events Coordinator Allison Madsen, I want to give a special shout-out to. Because Allison, would you please stand?
Sure.
Can we
violate the rules? Nice job.
There's going to be an MVP of tonight's game. Allison is the MVP of our team. And Allison, thank you. And I want to thank Mayor Hales, his chief of staff, and his office. I also want to thank each of my colleagues and the staff that they've dedicated to this, because this again was a coordinated effort. I want to thank Liam Frost. On my team, who's a long-suffering Swansea fan. I also want to acknowledge the external partners, Portland Timbers, the Timbers Army, Providence Health, Port of Portland, Alaska Air, the Oregonian, the MAC, Geldwin, Etzel Agency, Washington Trust, Bank, Gallatin Public Affairs, KGW, and the list goes on and on. And there were also meetings held at that level to coordinate things. This is a special event for Portland. We hope it's a special week for MLS and for our visitors. And we hope this also signals clearly to the world that when Portland rolls up its sleeves and says we're going to host a world-class event, we can deliver better than any other city in the country. And it's a point of great pride that you chose this game. And as further proof of it, our senior senator put a statement into the congressional record saying how proud he was that Portland was the host city. And Mayor, if you could,
yes,
you could give that to our friends, and let's get a picture with them.
Let's do, please.
How much were the tickets? About $300 to $400. You can only afford to do that if you make $100,000. Tell the people what the price of the tickets were, people. You did such a good job. Ask the people of Montevilla if they can afford $400. You're out of order.
Thank you. So before you go, I just want to show, this is my one of my prized possessions from the event. This was from a free event in Pioneer Courthouse Square with the men in blazers, and at the end they threw these tiny bananas as a memento from Brazil, and my son happened to catch one. So I do appreciate that so many of the events that have been in the program have been free to participate, and we just very much appreciate your partnership with Commissioner Fisher's leadership in this whole event. Thank you very much.
You're here. Thank you, Nick. Great
work. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you all. Okay.